Once again, it's all killer, no filler week here at Your Daily Lex, which is not to say that typical weeks have filler. I'm just saying it's really a motivational, aspirational statement for myself to make sure that every episode is packed with fill and not with kill. No, it's packed with, yeah, I think we're already nailing it.
Your Daily Lex.
Well, that was a, I could edit this show, right? I could take that out and not reveal my own mini stroke there, but I'd like y'all to hear it. This is what the show is. I'm going to tell you a story about my kids at camp. Camp has trip day. They take two different trips, or at least they took two different trips in this most recent session. One was to indoor water park. That's the term, called Kalahari. And the other was to Dorney Park, amusement park in Pennsylvania. And when they take the kids to these trips, they bus them there. And for at least one of those days, they stop at a Chinese restaurant on the way back. And it's like a Chinese buffet style restaurant where all the kids can get their dinner before they go back to camp. And my kids know, or at least report, that a lot of times kids get basically food poisoning at that place. So my kids are like, we get the noodles. But some kids, I guess, get more adventurous foods and inevitably pay a gastrointestinal price. And, boy, I don't know. So as my kids were telling me, at some point the buses had to pull over because there were some kids in gastrointestinal emergencies. So the buses pulled over at a gas station so that some of the kids could have massive diarrhea. This is what my kids were telling me. And Liam was mad about this because they were only letting you off if you were in extreme distress. And like once you're stopped at the bathroom, he said at the gas stations for an hour, like at some point you kind of want to go. And they're like, no, we're only letting kids off who are having emergencies, which I sort of get, but I also equally don't get. I think I can argue both sides, but I think the camp got this one wrong. But apparently they were waiting for so long for these buses to keep going that Sierra was telling me, or maybe one of the kids was telling me that on their bus, I think it was Liam was telling me that on his bus, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And, when we were discussing that song, Ani was saying that, you know, the fun way to do that song is once you get down to zero bottles of beer, that you should start putting all the bottles of beer back one by one. And then we had a discussion of whether it was last in, first out, or first in, first out, like which bottle goes back on the wall. But then we were talking about the wall itself. And I was saying, like, is this, I'm assuming it's shelves on the wall. And Sierra said that that's not how she envisions it, that every time she's heard 99 bottles of beer on the wall, she pictures a large brick wall on top of which are all these bottles. I'm like, well, how long is this bottle? I'm sorry, how long is this wall that we can fit all 99 bottles on top? And Sierra's like, well, it has, you know, it's got corners, but it is just one wall. It's all 99 bottles. We consider it one wall. It's not rounded, which was what I was pushing for. Not curved in any way, but it's one continuous bending wall, I guess. And Sierra sees them all atop the wall. Basically, I'm sharing all this to express the point that Sierra's a crazy person, because that's not what it is. It is definitely not on top of the wall. And I was also asking, when they take the bottle down and pass it around, are you drinking from these bottles or are they just passing the bottles around? And my kids all believe that you simply pass the bottles around. There's never any mention of drinking the bottles of beer. Liam did report that they got all the way to zero, but they did not restart the count. All of this reminded me of a story that is quite possible I've shared in one of the past many hundreds of episodes of this podcast. But there was a time in a very early grade, first, second, third-ish grade. I was going to say single-digit grades, but I guess most grades are single digits. But there was a time when I found a penny on the floor of the bus on the way to school. And I called out, I found a penny. And it feels like in my memory, the entire bus in unison shouted back, shut up. it was probably just a couple of kids who said it. But then I said it again, I found a penny. And the whole bus again, shut up. This time it got like basically everybody. And then this just became like a call and response. I kept saying it and they kept saying it. I found a penny, shut up. And it was rhythmic. And this was going, it was funny. Now the whole ride to school couldn't take that long. It couldn't have been more than 15, 20 minutes with all the stops involved. But it, in my memory, this chant, I found a penny, shut up, goes on for, I don't know, months and hours. But, at some point the bus driver has had enough and he goes, all of you shut up. And then the bus was dead silent. And, it was funny because it went from 0 to 60 with that guy. Like, I don't remember anything about that bus driver other than that one day he got really angry all of a sudden at our chant and wanted it to stop immediately. And he yelled at us. Had he said, hey guys, knock it off, we would have, but he didn't. He just went to yelling. So I hope he suffered. No, I don't actually. I have no ill will towards that bus driver. It sounds like it probably was annoying if I were in his shoes. But yeah, I did not find a penny today. I do not intend to drink 99 bottles of beer on the wall. But I'll tell you this. There's no way those bottles are on top of the wall. Doesn't make any sense. There's got to be a shelving unit. And this just wouldn't fit in the song. That's it. Goodbye.
Lex.